Good morning, everyone. This is Krishna, and today we are going to talk about the 13th of September 2019 news. First of all, today Central Statistics Office released some numbers, various indexes like that of IIP, that is Index of Industrial Production and Manufacturing Output Growth Rate. So talking about it, these numbers like the growth in Index of Industrial Production, they are a bit they would provide a bit ease to the government, as Index of Industrial Production, it rose by 4.3% in July against 1.2% in just June. And also, if you talk about the manufacturing output, it rose by 4.9% against 1.5%. Mining output also accelerated its growth to 4.9% against 1.5%. But talking about electricity, it reduced. Electricity generation reduced to 4.8%, where earlier it was just the double, that is 8.2% previous month. So overall, what we can conclude is that manufacturing and mining and IIP, these were the sectors that showed growth. Manufacturing and mining, in fact, showed growth. Yeah, these are all counted in Index of Industrial Production. Talking about the next news, it's analysis of the data from TransUnion CIBIL, and it says that 529 willful default cases, that to be worth rupees 18,558 crore, have been found in quarter first of fiscal year 20. Let me remind you, fiscal year 20, that starts from April of 2019. So quarter first means April, May, June. What we find out that 529 willful defaulters were there, and the most important thing was in PSBs, the case of willful default cases, that is, it rose by 13.5%, while in private banks it rose only 3.5%. And if we talk about the foreign corporate banks, it again it increased by huge amount, that is 12.0%. One of the reasons why PSBs is have high willful defaulting, as it's official, one of the officials of PSB quoted that on the side of caution, it would be better to declare an account as a willful defaulter if there is even a slightest discrepancy, rather than face questions from investigative agencies if there is any scrutiny. Yeah. So talking about the next news, it's about it's related to international matters. European Central Bank, it cut rates to record low of -0.5% to resume bond purchases. There is negative interest rate going on in Europe, and again, earlier it was 0.4%, now -0.4% on deposit rates, now it is -0.5% on deposit rates. Also talking about the Jammu and Kashmir, one of our very good state here, we know that Kashmir produces 75% of the apples, and now in a move, government has started to buy apples and provide the payments to the persons who are giving it directly into their account. So this would boost the employment in Jammu and Kashmir, as many people will be selling it and also create new opportunities. And Jammu and Kashmir people have welcomed this decision. RBI has done something. Let's talk about RBI. RBI has increased the bank's loan exposure limit to single NBFC from 15% to 20% of its capital base. Means if there is a single NBFC and bank is providing exposure, then its limit has been increased to 20% of its capital base. Earlier it was 15%. And this will help us, this will help the NBFCs by increasing their credit supply. Yeah, now they will be more able to lend to the automobile sector that is facing a slowdown and other sectors. Also, RBI cuts risk weight requirement to 100% from 125%. Earlier, the risk weight requirement was 125%. Now it is 100%, and this will reduce the overall cost of loan. The important thing to mention you is this RBI rate cut is not applicable on credit cards. There it is still 125% risk weight requirement. RBI has done this in a bid to in order to boost consumer spending in coming festive season. So that's all about today's news. Thank you everyone listening for listening. Yeah, bye.